Well, yeah, there's some news, and a lot of it's local. HMA, the publicly traded company that operates about 60 hospitals that people will remember bought Sparks here last November, reported quarterly earnings yesterday after the market closed, and the numbers are pretty impressive. Now, they don't report results on a facility-by-facility basis, so we really don't know exactly how Sparks has done. We do know that they're spending a lot of money there, and they've had some major announcements lately, the affiliation of the cardiology group, various things. But HMA reported very strong numbers. Even same-store sales, that sounds kind of a funny thing for a hospital, but the operations that they've had for a year or more, up about 6.5%. Total revenue was up about 10%. Admissions were up, so they're doing quite well. So they're it's been a good a partner to come into Fort Smith and take over one of our premier hospital facilities. And then the ongoing saga of BP. And, you know, this really, Bill, has rolled the markets. People say, why should I care? Well, if you own any stocks that are invested in Exxon or anything else, or if you got mutual funds and 401ks, the market's really been racked by what's happened with BP. Well, they reported a huge loss today, $17 billion, first quarterly loss they've reported in 18 years. But that includes $32 billion of charges that they've taken for cleaning up this mess down there. And that $32 billion includes the $20 billion that they pledged to President Obama that they would set aside in that reserve fund. And so if you take that out, they actually made profits everywhere except in the Gulf of Mexico. And they're very significant to the U.S. People may not realize it, but they're the largest producer of natural gas and oil in the United States. About 40% of their production is in the United States, the Gulf, Alaska, various places. And then Tony Hayward, the guy who really didn't do very well in those congressional hearings, got the boot. He's going to get a lot of money for leaving. And for the first time ever, a American is going to be running BP, a British company. Bob Dudley, who's been the face of things since they sent Tony Hayward someplace else, is going to take over. And he's going to also supervise the sale of about $30 billion of assets so that they can pay for this cleanup. So maybe this bad quarter will get BP kind of on to some better news. And, Bill, here's some really good news. This will make us all feel better. The White House reports that the federal deficit for the 2010 fiscal year, which ends September 30th, is only going to be $1.47 trillion. That's $84 billion less than they had projected it was going to be. So I'm sure we're all breathing better there, knowing that we're only going to lose that kind of money. And some other good numbers out this morning. We see great numbers coming out from DuPont. Their sales were up about, their profits more than tripled. Sales were up about 20-something percent. And U.S. Steel says that they lost a little money this quarter, but they're poised to make a profit next quarter, and that their sale of steel more than doubled over the same quarter of last year. So you mix all this anecdotal evidence in there in terms of what's happening with DuPont, which is an industrial company. The freight numbers are up. We're beginning to see that this recovery may really have some legs, and we certainly hope and pray for that.
Well, a final note, John, in connection with yesterday's announcement about the housing industry being up some, and that got the market to make a substantial gain. But people are still not able to sell their homes for what they'd like to sell them for.
Yeah, and we get some indication of that today with the Case-Shiller Index. We did see new home sales jump yesterday, but that was comparing it to a very bad previous month, and it still was the second worst month in the last 10 or 20 years. But maybe we're beginning to get some traction here, Bill.